The president of Boy Scouts of America called for an end to the ban on gay leaders today, the same ban that cost one Seattleite his scout position last year. Jeffrey McGrath did not take that expulsion quietly. Instead, the soft-spoken software engineer suddenly found himself an international icon for gay rights. When you heard the president of the Boy Scouts of America call to lift the ban on gay leaders today, what was your initial reaction?
God bless Facebook, because that's how I heard about it, was my Facebook feed suddenly came alive.
What did it mean to you emotionally? What was sort of running through your head when you saw this?
I felt tremendous excitement and pleasure. There's been so many people that have been working hard on this issue. And I'm thinking about what it means to someone like Pascal Tessier, who was here in Seattle last year, is in New York City now. The Greater Council of New York has decided that he will be a member of their scout staff as an adult, as a gay adult, regardless of the national policy. He stood up for himself. The council has stood up and backed him and fully supporting him. I have hopes that our local council can do the same here. I'm going to celebrate this statement today and then quickly roll up my sleeves and get back to work, because this is aspirational and there is much more work to be done.
I'm with Seattleite Jeffrey McGrath. His Boy Scouts of America membership was revoked last year after the organization discovered that he was gay. This whole journey for you started because somebody from the National Boy Scouts of America called you up out of the blue, asked if you were an open and avowed homosexual, and then the next day you got this email that confirmed that you were revoked from membership. So if you were to meet that man today, what would you do?
I would extend my left hand in the traditional scouting handshake. Scouts are friends to all other scouts, regardless of creed or beliefs, national origin. These are not distinctions that matter to scouts. And what matters most to us is our abiding fellowship.
You know, it's interesting to hear you talk about extending your hand in the traditional Boy Scout handshake, because some people might not feel the same way about an organization that didn't treat them very well. So what is inside you that lets you have that kind of attitude?
You know, there has been a cultural shift in America, and that means all of us have some changing to do. That's part of what we have to do as individuals, and it's also part of scouting. Scouting is about growing. It's about growing into the values. When a young child takes that scout oath and promise and learns the scout law, that isn't something that they already do. It's something they hope to do and hope to, it's a standard they hope to be held to. And similarly, to the extent we've fallen short in any way, it's an encouragement to each other to live up to the full promises in scouting.